The Armed Forces Radio Service presents the FBI in Peace and War.
And now our story, The Pipe Dream.
Where do you want me to begin?
Well, suppose you tell me how they first talked you into accepting this, this
bribe.
Yeah.
They didn't talk me into it. I talked them.
What?
At least I thought I did. I had no idea that they... I was crazy. I had no idea about anything. All I knew...
Yes?
All I knew was I wanted Norma. And I could never keep her happy on a peer inspector's salary.
Go on.
It was stupid of me. I know that now. The whole thing was just a pipe dream. Only I didn't know that then. I wanted to keep Norma happy, and I was desperate trying to find a way.
But you found it.
Yes, sir. A guy in my position, he can if he has a mind to. Well, I had a mind to. And one day when the freighter Del Hierro docked for inspection, I knew I'd found it.
Hello, Inspector. Come on in.
Captain Weller, how are you?
Can't complain. Had a pretty easy trip. Sit down. Take a load off your feet. How about a drink?
Sorry, not on duty.
That's something new, isn't it?
Yeah, the chief says all inspectors have to keep on their toes these days. Nothing to drink while on duty.
Oh, and so?
Uh-huh. The chief doesn't like the stories going around the waterfront. Reflects on the department, he says.
Stories?
You haven't heard?
I've been away, Inspector.
Yeah, that's right, you have. Well, it seems there's stories going around about certain tobacco ships that are coming into port with extra cargo. This cargo doesn't weigh much, but it's mighty valuable stuff, they say.
What kind of cargo, Inspector?
Diamonds, uncut diamonds. Seems these diamonds are hidden in the tobacco folds of Havana Perfecto cigars.
That's very interesting, Inspector, but why tell me?
Oh, you know, you and I have been friendly for a long time. Just thought I'd tip you off before I hand in my report.
I see. You've made up a report.
Yeah, I've been working on it for quite a while. Gives names and dates and methods of operation. One of the names is Captain Harry Weller.
That's a rotten lie.
Another name is the Rojas Tobacco Company.
I said it's a lie. You can't prove a thing.
Another name is the freighter Del Hierro. You add them up and you've got a sweet little smuggling racket. The diamonds go from New Amsterdam to Cuba.
Now listen, you...
You better listen, Captain. From New Amsterdam to Cuba, then up to New York and the Perfecto Cigars. The cigars go directly to the Rojas Tobacco Company. Mr. Raymond Rojas, president. That enough, Captain Weller?
What do you want?
Well, I think for a reasonable percentage, I can forget about handing in my report.
I see. Now go on, get out of here.
What?
You heard me, get out.
All right, that's the way you want it.
Get out!
Sure. But I go direct from here to the chief's office. So far, the chief has only been hearing stories. Now he gets proof.
You're not going to pull any squeeze on me. I've got nothing to hide.
Suit yourself. I just wanted to be friendly, but if you...
Inspector.
Yeah?
How much cut?
Well, I'm not a greedy man, Captain. Let's say $1,000 bill for each box of cigars.
$1,000 bill?
For each box. That isn't greedy, is it?
Okay, I'll talk it over with Senor Rojas.
Sure, you do that, Captain. You talk it over with Rojas.
Right ahead, Inspector.
Well... That's the way I found to keep Norma happy. A very clever way, I thought then. I didn't know how foolish I was sounding when I told the captain to talk it over with Rojas. Didn't know what a ride they were starting to take me on.
It all worked out perfectly, eh, Captain?
He never saw anything like it. He walked right in like it was made to order.
A big sap.
Respect, my dear. You didn't give in too easily.
Oh, not a chance. I gave him the full business, but he finally won me over.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the only thing he wants is a $1,000 bill for every box we bring.
That's it. Doesn't even amount to 10%.
Captain Weller, my compliments, sir.
Thank you, Senor Rojas.
And as you say here in the United States, we have Inspector Madsen exactly where we want him.
Uh-huh.
Local inspector accepts bribe.
You bet. Local inspector asks for hush money.
Right where we want it. You did a fine piece of work, my friend.
Hey, how about a posy or two for little Norma?
And an excellent job you did too, my darling.
After all, I gave 6 months of my life to get that soft head in the spot.
We know.
And if you think it's for laughs working on a tightwad like the inspector, you're out of your mind.
No laughs, my dear Norma. But it is going to be most rewarding.
Better. I think of the times I sat through double feature westerns with that goon.
Now, darling.
And as for getting him to take me out to a night spot.
But it worked, Norma.
And that would work.
The inspector's in hock so deep he'll never get out. He owes more dough around town than he can pay back in 10 years at his salary.
Oh, we got him all right. I just hope it's worth it.
It is, believe me. There are going to be plenty of police snooping around when those diamonds start flooding the market. We'll need Inspector Madsen handy for protection.
Especially when we start bringing the big stuff in.
Precisely. So, my dear?
Yeah, I know. So I gotta keep on the job.
Yes.
Just for a few months more. Norma, 5 or 6 shiploads, we'll all be sitting pretty.
He's right, Norma. We sew up this deal and we can quit for life.
Yeah. Is that a promise, Ray?
It is. A solemn promise.
Okay, in that case, I'll stay on the job. But honest, what I have to go through with that sap. Norm, I'm crazy about you, sugar. Will you marry me, sugar? Sugar, I could murder him when he calls me that.
I didn't know what a ride they were starting to take me on. All I knew was that Norma was the most wonderful girl in the world. I'd do anything for her.
Anything, Matt?
You know I would. Crazy about your sugar. You know that, too?
Yeah, Matt, I know.
Come here, honey.
Stop it. You don't mess my hair.
Okay. If you don't want to hear something special.
What special? A present?
Oh, you're interested, huh?
Hey, is it a present for me, Matt?
Might say it was sugar.
Well, in that case...
That's more like it. Here, have a look at this. Come on, open the box.
Hey, Matt.
Like it, huh?
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It ought to be. Sent me back $900.
$900?
Sure, why not? Like I said to the salesman, my sugar wants a fancy bracelet to wear with a new suit. Never mind what it costs, my sugar wants.
Yeah, but, darling, 900, how can you afford it?
That's something special I have to tell you about.
What?
Remember, sugar, a couple of weeks ago, I said I was working on a big proposition?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember what you said?
Yeah, I think so.
You said a girl couldn't think of getting married on an inspector's salary. A girl likes pretty things like this bracelet. Remember?
Oh, Matt, what's the use of all this talk?
Because, sugar, I think my big proposition is going to pay off.
Yeah?
I think so, baby. Listen, I've been getting inside tips on the commodity market, buying tobacco futures.
Tobacco futures?
They're a Wall Street term. I made my first profit today, $1,000.
Oh, Matt, that's terrific.
And that's only the beginning. If I play it right, I can make 20, maybe 30,000 a year.
Honest?
You think a girl might be satisfied to get married on that kind of money?
Well, I'm not promising anything, Matt. She might.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I'll get that kind of money, sugar. You can count on it.
Shepard, FBI, Washington, confidential. Diamond smuggling activity increasing rapidly in recent months. Request Bureau's cooperation in questioning of all harbor officials. Ray cargo tie-up. Waiting word. Sandy Johnson, Chief Inspector, New York City.
The Johnson, Chief Inspector, New York City. In reference to your communication, Bureau's cooperation in diamond smuggling operation, Agent Bailey and the undersigned leaving the city immediately. We'll confer with all harbor officials on arrival. Sign it, Shepard, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Well, that's about as much as I can tell you, gentlemen. If there's any illicit traffic going on, I don't see how it possibly could be filtering through my district.
Uh-huh. Well, it's good of you to cooperate with us, Mr. Matson.
Not at all. Chief Johnson said we were to help you in any way we can. I only wish there was something I could do.
Of course. Frank, you didn't speak to the inspector about the tobacco tie-up yet, huh?
No, I didn't get around to that, Shep.
Tobacco tie-up?
Yes, ever since the initial complaint was received from the Diamond Association, we've been on the lookout for the appearance of underpriced gems.
It seems they only turn up after the cigar shipments come in.
That's so.
Naturally, it could be coincidental.
Yes, it could be, but we don't want to overlook any angle. That's where you fit in, Inspector.
Yes?
You and all other inspectors and port officials. What we'd like you to do is, Frank, let me have that list again, will you?
Right here, Shep.
According to this list, Inspector, responsibility in your district includes, five ships carrying cargoes of tobacco. Is that correct?
I believe so.
The Caracas, Rio Torres, Nacional, Del Hierro, and the Gulf City.
That's right.
What we'd like you to do is keep a special eye on all these five ships. Let us know the minute anything seems out of line.
May we count on you for that, Inspector?
Well, of course.
Agent Bailey and I will both be in town. You can reach us through your office anytime.
Very well.
Anything more, Frank?
I think that covers it, Shep.
All right then, Inspector. We won't keep you any longer. Thanks very much for coming around.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Shall I send in the next man?
Oh, if you please.
Bye, Mr. Bailey.
Bye.
Mr. Shepard.
Goodbye, Inspector. Well, Frank?
I was watching his face when you said tobacco tie-up. He wasn't any too happy.
He wasn't. Well, he may be on the level and he may not. Mills, the man who just walked out of here. Follow him. As I say, Frank, he may be on the level, he may not. But in either case...
Yes?
Well, in either case, I'd say Inspector Matson was a man to be watched.
Sit down, Inspector, sit down. You know, Captain Weta.
Yes, indeed. How are you, Captain?
A little jumpy, I'm afraid. Cigar, Inspector?
Ray, for the love of Mike, let's cut out the social jabber and talk business.
Sure, of course. I merely want the Inspector to feel he's among friends. Correct, Inspector?
Oh, I guess I know that all right, Mr. Rojas.
We are all in this enterprise together, Harry. We want to know each other real well, don't we?
Ray.
All right, Harry. This won't take much of your time, Inspector. Just a small matter, but I thought we would bring it to your attention.
What did those FBI agents say to you the other day?
FBI?
Yeah. What'd they say to you?
Well, you don't have to worry about them, Captain. It seems they're trying to find out something about this smuggling activity that's going on.
Yes?
If they want me to keep a special eye out for anything that seems out of line.
Did they ask you anything about the Del Hierro?
No, we just talked in general terms. Believe me, you don't have to worry about a thing.
I'm not so sure, Inspector. We might... We might, unless you're willing to help us.
Oh, what do you think I'm doing?
We don't mean what you're doing.
I don't understand.
I'd put it, bluntly. Inspector, we don't care to have the government this close to us. So the next shipment the captain brings in will be the last.
Huh?
25 boxes of hand-picked perfectos. Over $250,000.
$250,000?
Over a quarter. And 25,000 of it for you. Now, here is the blunt part. We can't afford to risk removing the cargo in our usual way. We need an absolutely perfect method of getting by the FBI.
I just told you.
An absolutely perfect method, Inspector. We believe you are the way.
What?
You place the gems in your briefcase. You walk off the ship in the normal manner. Our cargo is removed.
And no government agents the wiser.
Precisely. Perfect, Inspector. You follow me?
What is this? I wouldn't do anything like that, and you know it.
You wouldn't, Inspector?
No.
You'll do it or you'll wind up in the pokey. Take your pick.
Huh?
You heard me.
Now listen, if you think...
We do think, Inspector. I can already see the headlines in the paper. Government officer accepts bribe in smuggling case.
Police receive anonymous call naming Inspector Matson.
Now wait, you can't pull me in on this.
You are in, Inspector.
So far in, I don't see what else you can do but cooperate.
All you have to do is walk off that ship with your briefcase. There's nothing to it.
And you get 25,000 crisp American bills. An absolutely perfect method, Inspector. You think it over. I'm sure you'll agree.
And the more I thought it over, the more I realized they were right. But that was before I found out you people had a perfect method of your own. All right, Frank, put on the recording for the chief.
Right. Well, Inspector, how's everything been in New York?
It's fine, Captain. How was your trip?
Successful. Very successful. I have a package of your favorite cigars ready and waiting.
Perfecto cigars, Captain?
Of course. With $1,000 worth of tobacco in every box.
Well, that's all we were able to record, Chief. They moved into the next room out of mic range.
I see. Then you really feel this is our man?
You've seen the reports of our surveillance. How else can we feel?
In addition, you just heard Matson's exchange with Captain Weller. Now, what could $1,000 worth of tobacco in every box mean except a bribe?
This is awfully unpleasant news, Mr. Shepard.
I'm sure it must be. I've looked at the employment record of the inspector. He's been with you a long time.
Almost 10 years. Difficult to believe. That quiet little man.
It always is. But the evidence is very strong, Chief. Of course, all the facts aren't in yet, but with your permission, we're going to get them.
How?
The freighter Del Hierro is due back in port the end of this week. We'd like to catch Inspector Matson in the act.
You're going to let him stay on the job?
I'm afraid we'll have to, Chief. Up to now, our evidence is only circumstantial.
How far can you go before you stop him?
All the way. The Del Hierro docks here on Friday afternoon. Just before then, we're going to force the inspector's hand.
How do you mean?
Let him find out our suspicions about his ship. And that way, we'll bring him out in the open.
You don't think it might have the opposite effect?
How can it? His only alternative would be to make an arrest. I'm sure he's in too deep to try anything like that.
Well, I guess you're right. Well, I suppose all we got to do now is wait.
That's right. Wait, and then force Inspector Matson's hand.
In the afternoon, you let me find out your suspicions. It was the one worst moment in my whole life. All the rest of the day, I sat in a bar drinking, trying to figure some way out. And later, when Norma came to find me, I knew suddenly, seeing her, what I was going to do. Roja speaking.
Ray, this is Norma.
Yes, Norma.
I'm coming over. We got trouble.
What?
A lot of trouble, Ray. Wait for me. I'm coming right over.
Go on. What else?
That's all. He said he's taken the stuff off the ship as he agreed, only he's not bringing it here to the company, but to the FBI.
He is he? The inspector said he was going to do that?
Yeah.
You just sat there and let him talk?
What did you want me to do? Hit him over the head?
Keep your voice down.
Let him talk. I thank your lucky stars he did. If he hadn't confessed...
All right. This isn't helping us any. You're sure he hasn't talked to the police already?
Of course I'm sure. He knows you'd implicate him if he talked. That's why he figured this way out. He wants to clear himself all around.
Norma.
Yeah.
We can't bring the diamonds in with this thing hanging over our heads.
Now, isn't that real brainy of
you? We've got to keep Inspector Matson from going to the FBI.
Yeah, sure. We'll bind and gag him and toss him overboard.
Yes, Norma. This is exactly what we will do.
What?
You have perhaps a better idea?
Hey, now, wait a second. We got enough trouble. I'm not having any murder rap hanging over my head.
Pick up your coat, Norma.
Look, Ray, I was only kidding about...
Pick up your coat. We are making a social call on Captain Weller aboard the Del Hierro. We're keeping Inspector Matson from going to the FBI.
And when I told Norma I was going to the FBI, I felt terribly relieved. If the diamonds turned in, all police pressure would be removed. And the smuggling ring would believe I'd simply been caught in the act. But I didn't know what was waiting for me when I went on board the Del Hierro. I drank the drinks that Captain Weller poured and waited with him for Mr. Rojas and the diamonds.
Say when.
Well, a turn of the handsprings now. What is this rum, anyway? 500 proof?
Sure. Those Cubans, they really turn it on.
And what time is it? Why isn't Rojas here?
He'll be along.
Taking an awful chance moving the stuff off. Least he could do is get her on time.
I know.
He's bringing the $25,000 with him, isn't he? That was the deal.
Yeah, it was.
Good. It's important I get paid in advance. You know what, Captain?
What?
I bet you were surprised when I said I was going through with it.
For the love of Mike, stop talking so much, will you? You're getting in my hair.
What's the matter? What'd I say?
Nothing at all.
I tell you something, Captain. The trouble with you is...
What's the matter?
Oh, that last drink hit me like a ton of bricks.
You're okay. Just haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Where's this? Oh, there he is. Let him in.
You just drink your drink.
Hello, Captain.
What time you got here? The captain and I have been getting stinko.
So I see.
I'm taking an awful chance moving the stuff out, you know.
Yeah, I saw you set 5 times already.
Oh, yeah.
Harry, everything set?
Just about.
Sure, all set. Just hand over my $25,000.
I didn't bring it.
Huh?
I didn't bring the $25,000, and you're not taking the stuff out. There's been a change of plans.
Change of plans? Why?
But I don't see much sense in letting you take our diamond to the FBI. Do you?
What?
Ray, cut horsing around. Let's get this thing over with.
What are you talking about? The FBI?
Ray.
All right, Harry. Just as soon as that sedative takes effect.
What sedative?
Just a little sleep inducer, Inspector. You've been swallowing it for the last half hour.
I've been...
Now, sit down, you. Sit down.
What is this?
Just what you think it is.
End of the line, Inspector. The last crossing, you might call it. Come on, Ray. Grab him under the other arm.
Let go of me.
Take it easy, you know. Pass out quicker.
What are you doing?
You aren't doing anything, Inspector. But you're going for a swim.
What?
A swim. There's a nice takeoff spot on the stern, just right for a man overboard accident, Ray.
I haven't.
No, wait.
You shouldn't have crossed this, Inspector. That was a mistake.
I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't.
No?
I swear I didn't.
You're lying, Inspector, or she is.
What?
She, Sugar, Norma. One of you's lying. Let's go, Frank.
Norma?
She's right in the next cabin. We'll ask her.
Norma told you?
That's right, Inspector. You've been taken for the big ride all the way.
No.
Open up, Harry. Let him see for himself.
Okay. Look, sucker.
Norma.
Go on, Sugar. Say something. Can't believe his eyes.
Shut up, Harry.
What?
You too, Ray. Shut up.
Say, who do you think you're talking
to? Both of you, for the love of Pete, will you shut up?
That's good advice, Captain.
What?
Good advice. I'd take it if I were you.
Listen, what is this? Who let this clown on my ship?
This is an arrest, Captain. I'm an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
But
if this is some joke, senor.
Yeah, it is. Some joke.
I've been following Matt, Ray. They heard everything from right in here.
Ray, you take the inspector on deck. I'll take care of it.
Ah! Sorry, Captain. I should have told you. There are 6 other agents spread out all around
you. You're crazy fool. You almost killed me.
Come along quietly, and that won't happen. Frank, take care of the inspector.
Right.
You coming, Norma?
You don't have anything on me.
We'll find that out at headquarters. Rojas?
I'm coming.
You know, Captain, you were right about the end of the line. This is the last crossing. In view of the evidence obtained against Captain Weller, Ramon Rojas, Norma Wilson, and Inspector Mattson, it was decided to press separate charges against each of the defendants. For their attempt on the life of the inspector, the trio was convicted and sentenced to 20 years each. Inspector Mattson, for turning state's evidence, received a 4-year term. Thus, your FBI closes its files on a grim event that almost made reality of the pipe dream.
FBI in Peace and War came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.